Republican Mark Griffin faces Democrat Tracy Davis in the heavily Democratic district. Griffin says he's not a typical conservative. He pledges to bring more economic development to the urban core at the same time as helping ex-convicts reenter society.
These are not, I would not call them Republican or Democrat issues. If anything, some of them are somewhat left-leaning.
Griffin is a certified public accountant from Tallahassee who moved to Jacksonville more than 30 years ago to work as an auditor for CSX. For most of that time, he's also been pastor at Wayman Ministries AME Church and Charter School, all while being a registered Democrat, until 7 years ago. Griffin says he's also proud of his advocacy for the residents of affordable housing complex Eureka Garden.
My work as a community leader and an advocate has allowed me to see at the ground or grassroots level how some policies that we think are well-intentioned, how they actually play out.
Davis is a Jacksonville native and veteran of the Duval County Supervisor of Elections Office. She says her intimate knowledge of education and election policy and her ability to cross the aisle make her the ideal candidate.
You don't conduct successful elections throughout the years if people do not trust you, if you are not transparent, if you are not accountable. And for 14 years in the elections office, and through my previous experience as a teacher, that's what it's always been.
She was also a special education teacher for 7 years. Like Griffin, Davis doesn't have experience in elected office, though she ran against Supervisor of Elections Mike Hogan in March. Davis also echoes Griffin's pledge to bring more jobs to the urban core. In August, she narrowly lost to incumbent Reggie Fullwood in the Democratic primary. Because of Fullwood's late departure, voters will still see his name on ballots, though votes for him will count for her. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.